All right, David, I want to know about Danny Bonaduce. I mean, in the last few years, we've seen him on all the reality shows, but, I mean, do you get to talk to him very much anymore?
Actually, I don't talk to him any longer necessarily. I have tried to save him a few times, and we all kind of rallied around to try and help him and save him. And unlike a lot of people that grow up in television as kids, he's gone on to have at least a second career of some sorts.
Now, obviously, the Partridge Family's one of the biggest hits was I Think I Love You. And to this day, it's been in movies. Were you surprised when Jerry O'Connell stood up on a table and screamed too and sang it?
Yes.
All right, well, we look forward to hearing that tune tomorrow at the Hat Shell, but what else is going to go on the Esplanade?
But I will be there tomorrow to do a lot of my old hits, take you through a little bit of a musical journey through my life. I mean, I grew up in the most incredible decade where I got to see Hendrix four times. I got to see the last performance of Cream in the 60s.
Ah, so we might get some great surprises out of you tomorrow.
I believe you might.
Hey, listen, David, do you have any souvenirs from the Partridge Family, like any of the puka shells or any of that stuff?
No, but those weren't from the show. I actually had a house in Hawaii. I lived on the beach. I strung on this string. These puka means hole in Hawaiian. So I strung it out, came back, and got on television. Next thing I knew, I was making David Cassidy puka shells everywhere. So
whatever happened to the Partridge Family bus?
You know, there were actually two of them. The main one was the one we used that you would see in the show. The second one was used for promotions and so forth. I know for a while there were some hippies that were living in it. You know, it was like a 1958 International. It was a stripped-down, beat-up old school bus that they painted. It was also a Bearcat to drive. You know, Shirley drove it in the pilot in, like, episode one, and she looked at me and went, "You're driving this damn thing."
What do you have to say? Any messages for the ladies in Boston who are coming out to your show tomorrow at the Hat Show?
Yeah, bring your husbands. Or not.
All right, listen, three Karen questions. What did you do on Father's Day?
I actually was traveling.
All right, what do you like to eat for breakfast?
I have an English muffin and about 16 cups of tea.
And what kind of car do you drive?
I've got a SC430 Lexus.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Life's been good, huh, Dave?
It's pretty good.
You don't have any regrets if you could do something differently?
It would have been wonderful to go back and work on Broadway sooner. I've got a new CD out, and the single is going to radio next week.
Well, listen, some of our Oldies 103.3 listeners have won the meet and greet with you, so will you take some pictures and sign some autographs tomorrow for those folks?
Of course. Absolutely.
We're going to have a blast, David. And listen, I understand you breed horses now. Sweet Vendetta's your horse?
Yeah, Sweet Vendetta won the Black Eyed Susan the day before the Preakness.
Beautiful.
That was a big thrill. Yeah, I bred her and owned her.
Well, listen, we look forward to seeing you. Where are you off to after Boston?
I go to Hershey, Pennsylvania, then I'm in Denver, then I'm in Palm Springs, and then I'm in L.A. with my brother Sean, Patrick, and Ryan, where we're developing a television series together for the first time. We've always talked about it, and we're actually finally doing it.
Well, listen, David, tomorrow we're going to give you a nice big Boston welcome. Thank you so much for supporting the Celtics and rooting for us.
Let's go.
We can't wait to see you tomorrow.
I can't wait to be there, actually, because I haven't been and played in Boston in quite a long time, so it's going to be fantastic.